The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. We have Bev Prentice operating the board always. And this week we have Rebecca Breen, the Managing Director from Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., joining us.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
To talk all about the 10 by 10. Once again, the year is flying right by. It's time for the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival, which starts February 12th and goes through the 22nd. And there are several events, dozens of events throughout the course of those 10 days. But part of the events are the Downtown Pittsfield Restaurant Month.
It's a month long. The Taste of Downtown. We actually got enough feedback from the people who have enjoyed our restaurant week in the past, saying there were too many restaurants for them to get to in 7 or 10 days.
Yay!
So we have 18 participating restaurants at this point in time. Actually, it kicked off on the 1st, and will go all the way through the end of February. If you dine in any one of these restaurants, you will get a QR code to scan, and digitally you enter in your information. And for every purchase, you actually get a chance to win over $400 in gift cards.
All right. So get out. Get out in this weather and eat. Out to eat. I mean, I do look for any excuse to go out to eat. And so sometimes you're like, it's too cold to cook.
Absolutely.
It's too hot in the summer to cook, and it's too cold in the winter to cook. Tell us about the restaurants participating.
So the great thing about this format and having it done through a QR code and electronically is it actually is for every purchase you make. So if you are a regular at Dottie's, you get entry for every purchase you make every time you go. So the list, and I'll do this quickly. 101 Restaurant and Bar, BB's Hotspot, Brazuca's Market, Dottie's Coffee Lounge, Espatino, Hot Harry's, Hot Plate Brewing Company, Marie's North Street Eatery, Marketplace, Methuselah, Otto's, Patrick's Pub, Rare 297, RJ's Restaurant, South Street Pizza House, Tito's, Wander, and the last one that'll be added will open on the 13th of February. We have a new restaurant coming downtown.
Ooh, what is it?
It's called Dre's Global Kitchen. It's located at 137 North Street, so in the Crawford Building, and they serve the Taste of Trinidad.
Ooh, oh my gosh. Let me tell you how cool Pittsfield is. We now have a place that's serving the Taste of Trinidad. That's amazing.
Absolutely. And then the good thing about that is because they are opening right in the middle of this activity, if you dine there, you get double points.
There you go.
So try it out. You'll get two entries for every time you go.
What? Is it in the Lulu space?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And is it going to be can you sit down or is it mostly takeout?
There'll be a few tables just as it had been previously set up, but takeout is really what I think you'll find more often.
That's great.
They also do great catering as well.
Oh my goodness.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You can eat out all of those meals with the Taste of Pittsfield. It is February, and in February we do the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. The 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival takes place February 12th through the 22nd, 2026. But we're talking to Rebecca Breen about the Taste of Downtown, which is part of the 10 by 10, and that goes throughout the month of February. We are very excited at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. We usually take January kind of to reset and to paint the gallery, and it just looks beautiful. It's all this white gallery. You walk in and you're like, whoa. And now in February, we pound on the walls again with nails, and it becomes just a cyclical thing every year. So we're excited that the first thing going on the walls is called Abstract Abstract 10. 10 artists, one exhibition, endless creativity. The opening reception will kick off the 10 by 10 festival on Thursday, February 12th. Obviously, this showcase regional abstract artists, 10 of them, who contribute to the flourishing art scene in Pittsfield. Joni Cholfi, Sarah Horn, Ellie Kreischer, Bruce Laird, Melissa Matsuki Lilly, Mark Mellinger, Shawnee Porras, Brent Ridge, Jesse Tobin McCulley, and JJ Tobin. So we're excited to open that on the 12th of February to kick off the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival, February 12th through the 22nd throughout Pittsfield. All of the information I'm talking about is on lovepittsfield.com. The cultural assistant, Jesse Tobin McCulley, has just rocked this website. I was doing an okay job before her, but now I'm like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. And so this is a very clear way to look at the day-by-day rundown of all of the events happening for the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival, including the restaurant month, the Taste of Pittsfield, for the whole month of February. Oh, my goodness. We're excited, obviously, always to have the Barrington Stage Company 10 by 10 New Play Festival for a part of this. It was, for those that don't remember, it's the 15th year. Can you even believe that?
I know.
It's the 15th year of this. And back in the day, the artistic director at the time, Julianne Boyd, came to the Office of Cultural Development and said, we want to do 10 plays. She had seen something in Nantucket that reminded her or made her think of this. So she said, we want to do 10 new plays and we want the city to then join forces and collaborate and spearhead other things happening. So hence the 10 by 10 was born. So this is its 15th season. And those that have not seen the 10 by 10 New Play Festival, it is hysterical. 100 minutes of comedy and drama to unfold with familiar faces in fast-paced theatrical relay as the centerpiece of the Pittsfield 10 by 10 Winter Arts Festival. So this starts February 12th with previews, and it runs through March 15th because it's been so popular in the past. People buy tickets. It sells out very often. It's in the smaller theater on Linden Street. So definitely check this out. I'm going to give you a couple of the names of the plays. A Modest Proposal 2. Two state senators come up with an innovative out-of-the-box solution to addressing unwanted pregnancies in a state that has outlawed abortion. So they get a little political. They get, you know, they get feisty in this.
But they're only like 10 minutes to each one. So if you don't like it, you wait 9 minutes and there's a new one right afterwards.
And most of the time you're laughing at one and then you're crying at the other. So you might be laughing and 10 minutes later you're crying. Best by Date is another one. Date night goes awry when a man learns how short life can be. See, these little teasers too are like, whoa. Personal technology enhances our lives unless and until it doesn't. That one's called Do You Hear an Echo? Cricket, minutes before a funeral and still in her bathrobe, Elsie follows a mysterious chirping sound. See, it's things like this. This is has to do with a funeral, but can you imagine, have you ever heard a chirping sound in your house and almost gone, like, checked yourself into a mental institute because you couldn't find the chirping sound? So this will be very, I think it will be, we will understand it. It will be, what is the word?
Relatable.
Relatable. Thank you. It will be relatable. Love Shovel is the name of another one. Missed Disconnections, Tannenbaum, The Rebound Quiz, Top Shelf, Tolstoy. Waking Greek is the last one. And that one's written by Jessica Provance, who is also in the development office at Barrington Stage Company. She wears many hats. She had the funniest, well, she had one of the funniest ones last year.
It's all local talent, which is fantastic.
Yes, the actors are hysterical. Literally, you're crying 1 minute and laughing hysterically the next minute. And they do this thing at the beginning of the 10 by 10 New Play Festival where they do a song. It's like a parody or a play on a Broadway play song. So they've done Hamilton, they've done Les Mis songs, and they make it the 10 by 10. And it's really funny. Like, that's one of my favorite parts.
This is Broadway-level talent in shows here in Pittsfield 10 minutes at a time.
Yes, it is. It is. And they get so many applications for this for this 10-minute play festival, and they whittle it down to just 10, which is amazing. So the 10x10 New Play Festival is a part of the 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival in its 15th year, and the New Play Festival goes February 12th through the 15th, the Upstreet Arts Festival goes the 12th through the 22nd, and the Taste of Downtown Pittsfield goes for the entire month.
Isn't this a great dinner and a show?
Dinner and a show.
It's the perfect date night.
Yeah.
Or afternoon, because there's matinees available, too.
Yep. Lots of things available for sure. We talked about the 10x10. Oh, Hot Plate is in again on the 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival. Every year, they release a new beer every day during the 10x10. So from February 12th through the 22nd, they release a new beer. And do you want to talk about a couple of things that, and then they usually have a kind of an event for that as well.
Yeah. So again, if you're a beer drinker and you love these small breweries, this is amazing because they are 10 small batches. So again, they're only available during this time period. They are done in bottles. My husband has a goal to go every day to at least get the beer, if not enjoy the other activities that are going on. They always partner with a local artist to do the labels on the beer. So Cara Betty is the artist this year, and you can actually meet them on the first night of the event. So it's 7 p.m. And they are very specific types of beers. If you like things that are a little different and you want to try something, this is a great way to do it. I know they partner with Barrington Stage. They'll be doing a trivia night with Barrington Stage during the event. That is on Tuesday night, I believe.
And they're also partnering with Barrington Stage to throw a party on Monday, the 16th. It's a quinceañera because it is the 15th anniversary of the festival. And so they're partnering 10x10 Kinsiera with Barrington Stage Company in honor of the 15th birthday. They will be releasing a traditional Mexican lager, and DJ DS1 will be making his taproom debut along with a food pop-up by Yuri's Kitchen. So check out, this is on lovepittsfield.com. You can get the link to the Hot Plate Brewing lineup. February 12th, they're going through the 21st, 10 days of release. Some of the beers: Cloud Splitter, Nut Brown Ale, Alexandria Smoked Chipotle Porter, Instruction to Slay Mixed Fermentation Ale with Elderflower. Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Listen to this one, Audrey 2 Pickle Beer. So Audrey 2 is from Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah, Audrey 2 Pickle Beer. That's the one for the special edition trivia with Barrington Stage Company. Worlds of fermentation collide as we combine beer and pickle juice for this oddly satisfying and delicious creation. That is something. There's a Saison beer. There's an Irish Red Ale. There's a language exchange with Catunimo featuring the Monte Cassino Belgian beer. And they're teaming with the curling group too, Berkshire Curling Club. I just love it. There's truly something for everyone. And we should mention to everyone that Hot Plate Brewing, of course, is a beer brewer, but they have so many other options. They just released a cider.
They have a couple of ciders.
Seltzer.
And they just actually put on tap a gluten-free seltzer. So if you are celiac or you have sensitivity to gluten, basically the seltzer's on tap, and then you get to choose what flavor you want to infuse into it. So it's almost like a big old slushy. That's like when you get to pick, to pick your flavors.
Yeah, it's very cool. They're quite innovative there. And if you do not drink, they have lots of non-alcoholic options as well. So it's just a great space to gather. And we're thankful that they once again are doing things for the 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival, February 12th through the 22nd, throughout the city of Pittsfield. Jacob's Pillow is back, which we're always excited about that. Artists Reggie Wilson and Michelle Kukaku of Reggie Wilson performance group for this welcoming workshop, Community Shouts. Oh, yes, this is the Community Shout with Reggie Wilson. So Community Shouts are joyful, participatory sing-alongs that invite people to connect with their rhythmic voices, bodies, and one another through songs, rhythms, and storytelling from Africa, including the Caribbean and the American South. Participants explore shared traditions and cultural connections. This is taking place at Zion Lutheran Church on February 13th from 6:30 to 8. If you are listening to this after that, go to jacobspillow.org and monitor all the cool things they're doing other than this, because they are cool. jacobspillow.org for things happening if you've already missed this performance, which is taking place on February 13th. It's a community shout with Reggie Wilson, put on by Jacob's Pillow. We're big fans of Jacob's Pillow and all they do for us in Pittsfield and Berkshire County.
I love the upcoming collaboration between the Berkshire Museum and the Hancock Shaker Village.
Yes.
So the Big Chill will be happening on February 14th and 15th, 11 to 3. And there's going to be great outdoor activities, including wood carving demonstrations, an ice house, maple tree tapping on Saturday. There's the blacksmithing, which is a great exhibit that they have there. There'll be family crafts, and the trails will be open for snowshoes. So if bring your own.
Yes, Hancock Shaker Village is beautiful all season long, for sure. And the Berkshire Museum, while it's under renovations, is going other places to show off all that they have to offer, including Berkshire Museum. And including Hancock Shaker Village, Berkshire Museum is also doing things throughout the week at Berkshire Community College for their 10 days of play. They're just calling it the days of play now, I believe. So Berkshire Museum will be doing stuff at Hancock Shaker Village and at Berkshire Community College. All of these events, again, are on lovepittsfield.com. A new gallery in Pittsfield is opening during the 10 by 10. It's called Sanctum Gallery, and it is at 148 North Street, where the garden used to be.
Yes, so right next to Marie's Eatery and the large mural, the Sisterhood mural.
Yes. It will be open on Saturday, February 14th from 1 to 6, marking the opening of a new community-centered art and gathering space devoted to listening, creativity, and connection. The inaugural art exhibit, When Listening Becomes the Lens, by founder Tracy Squires, emerged through extended solitude and deep intimacy with nature. So that will be on display, and there will be an invitation to gather in a circle at 4 o'clock to mark the beginning of the ongoing rhythm of community gatherings. That is on Saturday, February 14th, starting at 1 o'clock. The gallery will be open to the public from 1 to 6 p.m. That is a new gallery in Pittsfield, which we're very excited to welcome to Pittsfield. And the Magic Treehouse is happening at the Colonial Theater. Showtime with Shakespeare. This is a Berkshire Theater Group plays. It's the touring show that they go from elementary school to elementary school, and they do one performance at the Colonial Theater. That's also happening on February 14th at 2 o'clock. It always coincides with the 10 by 10 and February break vacation week. And the city of Pittsfield is putting on the third annual Winter Festival.
Absolutely, because it is school vacation and Monday is a holiday. On that Monday, February 16th, at Clapp Park from 10 until 1, there is the Winter Festival. I love the fact they do sledding races. You're invited to include a cardboard sled design in order to get prizes. If that's not your thing, there's going to be snowshoeing, themed games, hot chocolate and s'mores around a campfire, but make sure you dress formally if it's anything like it's been, you know, today.
I know it is the Winter Festival, so definitely dress warmly. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Rebecca Breen is on the program this week, the managing director from Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. And we are talking about all things 10 by 10. The 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival happens February 12th through the 22nd in Pittsfield. Love taste of Pittsfield.com has all of the events, and Downtown Pittsfield Inc. is also leading the Taste of Downtown Pittsfield throughout the month of February, where there are how many restaurants featured?
There are now 18 restaurants featured. If you dine in any one of them, ask for the QR code, enter in your name, and your entry will go towards a chance to win over $400 worth of gift cards to those restaurants.
It's amazing. So while you're eating out, many people eat out, so you might as well enter for a chance to win.
Sure.
And also go eat out, because there is a chance to win. It's kind of a win-win wherever you are. This is a fun thing, the Art Switch benefit auction for Roots Rising. That's happening this year, featuring several artists from Pittsfield and beyond. And 10 artists paint, pass, repeat. Don't you find this interesting?
I do, yes.
I've never heard of this before. And you literally have 10 artists and you paint something, you pass it, and then they paint, and then they pass it, and they paint. So at the end, you have 10 different
unique
paintings with every artist contributing something to it. Right?
Yes.
This is February 17th. I had to read this several times before I understood what it was. But now I think I do. It's February 17th from 6 to 9. It's taking place at Dottie's Coffee Lounge. And there's artists that we know that are taking place, that are taking part in it. Anastasia Drayton, Bruce Laird, Deb Carter, Diane Fertel, Joni Cholfi, Katie Malone Smith, Marion Grant, Mark Mellinger, Mike Carty, Shawnee Porras, and there will be live music as well. So this will be kind of a cool thing.
Sort of like musical chairs.
Musical chairs with artists.
It's really creative.
And I'm interested in seeing, based on all those wonderful artists, what they come up with, because it's going to be... it's going to be cool, for sure.
And supporting a great organization, Roots Rising, in terms of their new location, where they'll have a community farm. Of course, they are the ones who put on the Pittsfield Farmers Market every year.
Yes, we love Roots Rising and all that they do, for sure. What else is happening throughout those 10 days? We are always excited about the Real Art Party, which is happening on Thursday, February 19th. This is the Berkshire Art Association that puts on the Real Art Party, and that is taking place at the Clock Tower Studios once again on Church Street by the Berkshire Eagle offices. That's Thursday, February 19th, and you can contribute a piece of 10 by 10 art and or buy a $25 art tickets to art ticks, they call it, a ticket to take home a piece of art. And there are usually over 100 artists that take part. And for $25, your name is called and you literally take the piece off of the wall and it gets a little...
This is also a scramble sometimes because they wait to open up your ticket purchases until they know how many pieces of art they have to sell.
That's correct. Which people don't understand, yeah. But it makes perfect sense. You can't sell tickets until you know how many pieces of art you have, because you're selling a ticket for each
piece of art.
So some people are asking me right now, where is the ticket link? And I'm like, they have to figure out how much art they have. Typically, there's more than 100 tickets available.
Wow.
Which that will be
It's always amazing, because you want to scout out the room. You have your list of all the art pieces and you have to mark off the ones you like. Because if you're number three, you have probably the choice, at least one of your top choices. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the middle, there are some, I'm sure. And then as you get further and further towards the end, there are fewer to choose from. But every single year, no matter where I've been in that list, I have gotten a piece I've loved.
Yes, I agree completely. I was almost the last one and people were like, oh, and I'm like, I was still so happy because all of the art is just wonderful. So that's taking place Thursday, February 19th. LovePittsfield.com or the Berkshire Art Association website has more information on this. The Jazz, Berkshire's Jazz always does something with the 10 by 10, and we're excited this year. It's called 10 by Satch, a cabaret concert with the music of Louis Armstrong. So that is going to be a very good show for sure. And that is taking place February 20th, which is Friday, February 20th. And it's at Proprietors, isn't it? Yes, it's at Proprietor's Lodge, which I'm happy that they're still doing events at Proprietor's Lodge. February 20th, starting at 7 o'clock. And they do recommend that you get tickets to that because they need to know how many people are going. And there is a chance it will sell out. So definitely put that on your radar for Friday, February 20th, Berkshire's Jazz Concert. And then we're on Saturday, February 21st already, which is our favorite day, and we're always looking forward to the weather and the wonderful weather that we'll have. But first, 10 times the fun.
United Way does a great organization with local businesses and other nonprofits, and do a lovely kids event at the Zion Church. So there'll be activities such as painting, there'll be activities like crayons, there's some giveaways from other local organizations, and it is a wonderful way to get your kids out, have indoor activities, spend the day, grab lunch beforehand. That event is at 3:30 to 5:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church at 74 First Street, as part of the 10 by 10 festival, obviously. 18 Degrees, Berkshire County Head Start, the District Attorney's Office, among the people who come and provide activities for their kids. And then that leads right into sort of the culmination that has become, I think, a staple for this 10 by 10 festival.
Yes, winter fireworks. We love winter fireworks because you can light them off at dusk, which is 6 p.m. in the winter, and dusk in the summer is like 10:30 or 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we're very happy for families. Families are happier to not have to stay up so late. So around 6 o'clock at the Common, we have a professional fireworks company light off 10 minutes of fireworks, and it's really cool, especially if there's snow on the ground. It's just a really a sight to see. So people line up. Rebecca and I are usually the traffic coordinators.
I have yellow vests for us this year.
I was thinking that. We definitely need vests this year. We line up. We can't go into the Common because that's where they light off the fireworks. So there are parking. There is parking across the street, and then all along North Street, you can really gather in that First Street lot to watch, or along that way towards City Hall, the Highland, all that stuff. And it's so fun. It's so fun. So stay tuned to Love Pittsfield's social media and website for any weather, because the rain date on that is the following day. We've only had to knock on whatever. We've only had to do that once. And I think it was because of actual rain, which there's no sign of rain anytime soon here. So we should be fine. So that is Saturday, February 21st, right around dusk at 6 o'clock, 10 minutes of fireworks. We also partner up with outdoor and winter recreation organizations. Berkshire's Learn to Curl. This is Curl Berkshire's Learn to Curl. That happens on Saturday, February 21st as well at the Boys and Girls Club. And they do ask that you register ahead of time because they often sell out from those for those events. And this is all on lovepittsfield.com. There are events happening at Wander Berkshire's, one of our favorite places in Pittsfield, 34 Depot Street. There's stuff happening at Solarium on West Street, which is next to Thistle and Mirth, right on the corner of West and McKay Street. And then there are there's a family snowshoe hike at Arrowhead. So the Berkshire Natural Resources Council and Arrowhead are teaming up for that. That takes place on Sunday the 22nd. Lots and lots and lots of activities going on throughout the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival, which takes place February 12th. Through the 22nd, 2026, the 10 by 10 New Play Festival at Barrington Stage Company goes beyond that for a couple of weeks because it's so successful. And the Downtown Pittsfield Inc.'s Taste of Downtown Pittsfield Month takes place throughout the entire month, where you can eat at one of your favorite places and get a chance to win
gift cards.
Gift cards.
I absolutely recommend everyone to go to either Love Pittsfield, obviously, to see all the events that we've talked about. Go to downtownpittsfield.com to get the information on the restaurant Taste of Downtown, because there is so much that we didn't even touch on.
Yes, there's a lot. Bev is always overwhelmed after this program.
Just totally bonkers.
There's a lot going on. And so lovepittsfield.com and downtownpittsfield.com, and then Barrington Stage Company is involved. All of those links that we've talked about for tickets and more information are on our website. And please follow our social media, Love Pittsfield, Cultural Pittsfield, and Downtown Pittsfield, because we will be sharing all the things.
I would like to give a shout out, obviously, to Milltown Foundation, who is the partner in all of these activities and events and allows us to do things like the fireworks, the Taste of Downtown, and all of the places that you get to see these things.
Yes, this is a program, an event, a festival in partnership with Milltown Foundation. So we are very grateful for all that they do for Pittsfield and the Berkshires, for sure. All right. I feel good about all we said, and now let's stop talking, right? Thank you so much. This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to have had Rebecca Breen on here from Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. to talk all about the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. Thanks, Bev, always, for all that you do. Have a good week, everyone.